From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The House of Representatives delivered a big victory for Utah Congressman Rob Bishop this week, voting to pass legislation he's long been pushing to allow Border Patrol agents to bypass environmental laws. He and other Republicans say it's needed to protect the border by having full access to public lands, but Democrats clearly believe otherwise. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what would Bishop's bill do, and what's the rationale for it?
This is a 100-mile zone along the international lines in America, so along the Canadian border, along the Mexico border. Border Patrol agents in a 100-mile span would be able to waive one of 16 laws, or all 16 laws, if they wanted to. This means they could, you know, take motorized vehicles through wilderness areas. They could, you know, plant equipment, surveillance towers, kind of anywhere they needed to or want to, all in the name of border security. And the Republicans pitched this as saying, look, there's a lot of illegal immigration that happens to these you know, public lands areas because they're very desolate. There's not many people watching. You can get through there pretty easily. But Democrats and environmentalists say this is really just a ruse. This is all about just trying to waive these environmental laws. And such a huge swath is not necessarily what they say is about security. It's more about just trying to give a gift to polluters.
And they also even created a whole website saying this would create some kind of drone zone. Isn't that right?
It is. I think they just really like that rhythmic thing of drone zone. It just sounds kind of interesting and scary at the same time. This is Ed Markey from New York. This is a congressman who has been trying to use this line, calling a drone zone. His point is essentially that when Homeland Security can have this 100-mile swath without any environmental concerns, that they can, you know, put these drones in the air that can spy on people. The bill doesn't actually deal with drones whatsoever, and I think actually, you know, DHS could probably fly them right now if they got approval. So it's not like these environmental laws really stopping drones at the moment, but it again sounds really cool to say drone zone.
So Thomas, Park City here in Utah is the place for Republicans to be this weekend, with Mitt Romney and his wealthiest supporters descending on Deer Valley for what some are calling Republican Palooza. Who's on the guest list? What's going on here?
Well, fortunately, I don't think you or I made the list, but I think we have it's pretty much everyone who, it is Republican Palooza in so many ways. It's Karl Rove, Jeb Bush, Condoleezza Rice, former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt's going to be there. We're talking about all of the, the Romney top staffers, Beth Myers, who's leading his vice presidential search. So this is really one of those confabs they have where they can discuss, policy. They can discuss strategy for the campaign moving forward. It's also kind of give back for those donors who gave $50,000 or raised $250,000 to kind of, let them have access to these top GOP officials, top campaign officials. Notably not on the guest list is Marco Rubio. Rubio said he doesn't like to be away from his kids for more than 15 days, and that would extend it too long. So he's declined to actually go this weekend.
And speaking of Rubio, Thomas, you had an interesting story on the Florida senator this week. He is, of course, a potential vice presidential pick for Romney. But you wrote about how he describes in his new book that he used to be LDS himself and is no longer. What does he have to say about that experience, kind of why he joined and why he left?
You know, this was one of those things where Marco Rubio and his family, he was young. I think he was 8 years old when he moved from Miami to Las Vegas. And he had some friends who lived across the street who were Mormon. His family's just trying to fit into, a very Mormon enclave kind of area of Vegas. And they kind of fell into the church and thought that was a great moral grounding for them. You know, it kind of helped them, live their good lives and make friends and kept them out of trouble in so many ways. So Rubio, his mom and his sister actually, were baptized into the LDS church. Mm-hmm. He really says some really kind things about the LDS church, about how it helped him, in his youth and, gave him kind of balance in many ways. But about 3 years later, he had interest in the Catholic Church, and he actually says he convinced his family to switch and to become Catholics, where his mom grew up in that faith. But he also discusses in so many ways that it was difficult in some ways with the word of wisdom the LDS Church has, that they had a hard time giving up coffee. They're his mom and dad are born in Cuba, so for him them giving up coffee was pretty tough. His dad was a smoker, his dad was a bartender, so they had kind of an issues with the word of wisdom thing that they didn't find when they moved to the Catholic faith.
Finally, Thomas, I want to take a moment to thank you for always responding to my questions seriously during these interviews and not responding to them in this way that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid did when answering a reporter's question this week.
I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro.
So as you noted on Twitter, Thomas, apparently it's not only Mormon baseball players, but Mormon politicians who don't care for clown questions.
No, and you know, I only wish that President Obama had used that last week when the heckler was in the reporter group, and the heckler kept, you know, trying to get the president to answer a question. He could have just, you know, said, "That's a clown question, bro."
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We catch up with them every Friday, and Thomas, we'll ask you some more clown questions next week.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend, Jeff.